Welcome to Passionate and Practical, the art of dreaming, doing, and serving. I'm your host, Lexi, and today we have my friend, Jamie Baker. She is going to be talking to us about style, motherhood, and all things fashion. So I'm so pumped to have her on the show. She is so fun to follow on Instagram and just seeing what she's up to and all of her fashionista tips that she gives. For me, I'm one of those leggings and a t-shirt kind of moms. So I'm always inspired when I hear Jamie talk. We actually met probably 10 years ago or maybe a little bit less doing some ministry work, and my mom absolutely adores Jamie, so she's going to be so pumped to hear this episode, and I do too. So just excited to connect and see kind of where this season has brought her. So Jamie, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lexi. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Yay. So first question is what my question is always, what are you passionate about?
That is such a large question. I'm passionate about so many things, but having to do with what we're chatting about today, I'm really passionate about getting the message to mothers that it doesn't have to be this chaotic, negative narrative around motherhood that I think is so acceptable now, like yelling at your children and never taking a shower and always looking a hot mess when your husband gets home and not caring what anything looks like because motherhood is just so hard. I think we're better than that, and Jesus is better than that. And yes, some days are hard, and some days I don't get a shower. Some days I use dry shampoo, and then the next day and the next day. But it doesn't have to look like that as a whole, and I'm passionate about that message.
Awesome. I love it. And I'm just pumped to kind of hear where you've come, because when I met you, you actually had started your own clothing line. So kind of tell us a little bit about that, why the fashion industry, why you got started, and what you hope to accomplish with your company today.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. I think it was like around 10 years ago when I first met your parents. Adore them, by the way. You're one lucky girl to have such awesome parents. I had a clothing line called Jesus Couture. Obviously, this was around the time when Juicy Couture was really popular. It's kind of embarrassing to say now. But it really got my foot in the door with, you know, I've always worked in fashion in some capacity, whether it was managing a retail store, working at Nordstrom, or designing a t-shirt line. Like, no matter what my day job was, I always had to do something creative with fashion. And my goal then was just to be a Christian, but still have the message of, hey, we can still be cute, and this is not all vain. We can still have fun and like to look good, right? And so now it's just evolved. I went and I did the whole Hollywood thing. That was not my jam, just not my thing at all. And then I just worked in personal style in general, and I loved that. It was great. And then I remember looking back and working with new moms. I worked with a lot of new moms before I became a mom. And they'd say things like, yeah, I need to wear breastfeeding friendly clothes. And I get stains on this. And I was like, sure. Okay. Here's a shirt that's washable. And I didn't really get it. And then I had a baby and I was like, oh, I get it.
Yep.
I get it. You don't have time for all that anymore. I can't be wearing silk shirts every day. It's not real life. So my goal with all of this is just to really empower women with a tool that helps them show up as their best self so that they can show up for their people as their best self. And for a new mom, those are really little people. Or for a mom whose kids are grown and they're going back to work, that's for people at work so they can do the best job. Whatever life has for you and whatever stage of motherhood you're in, you can look your best, feel your best, and show up as your best.
I love that. And I just love that you have kind of combined all of your passions for entrepreneurship, for fashion, and now for motherhood. And you're just rocking motherhood, girl. I remember because we had kind of lost touch for a little bit, and my mom sent me, I think it was the nursery that you had set up for your little one. And there was like a little teepee and a closet all ready for him. That was like a mini closet. And she's like, Lexi, you have to see this. And I thought it was from Pinterest, and she's like, this is from Jamie. You should connect with her. And so I'm just so glad that since then I've just been able to follow your motherhood journey. We became mothers kind of around similar times. And it's just so fun to watch you as an entrepreneur, as a mom, just to do what you're passionate about, what makes you feel alive while fully being mom. And I think sometimes we think we have to choose. We have to be the either or. We either have to be all in with motherhood or all in with entrepreneurship. And I think that God creates more space for us than that. And like you were saying, like we're giving ourselves excuses by just always, and not that we can't do the mom bun every once in a while, but I'm rocking one right now. But but to think about our appearance and think about when we look good and we feel good, then we treat others in a better way. It's such a cool concept. So tell us a little bit about the kind of that combination of motherhood and entrepreneurship. What does a typical day look like for you? What does a week look like for you? What's like a day in the life of Jamie Baker?
Oh boy. I love how you really introduced that, because there is more space than just being mom, because first we were wife, right? And when you asked me earlier what I was passionate about, I'm really passionate about having an exceptional marriage. So that needs to stay first. And if I'm showing up as a hot mess for my husband all the time, that's not really going to go so well after a while. Entrepreneurship and being a mom is hard. I basically birthed two babies at once, and I don't know if that was a good decision or a bad one, but I'm just gonna go with it because it's the one I made. And every day is different. So those first few months, I think our boys are just a few months apart, and so I'm sure it's clear in your mind, those first few months are really different. And it's, I think as a first-time mom, you had no idea what to expect. It's a shocker. So I kind of went through this weird phase of my identity is gone. Like, I have this child that needs me, and my husband went back to work, and I'm just here working from home now. And it was really lonely and weird at first, but it also kept a sense of me. Like, this is my thing to work on. So it took me, Max is a little over a year now, and now I'm just in the groove of I get to be a stay-at-home mom, which I love, and that was one of my main goals. And so I have 3 days a week, which are focused on Max for the most part, and then 2 days a week are my work-at-home days, and he either is with my mom or goes to daycare or some sort of childcare on those days, and I really focus on just my business.
That's awesome. I love that you have your mom around. That is just incredible. I can't imagine. Oh, it would be so fun to be close to my mom. I just love the kind of the ambition of like, okay, there are times where we stop and we pause, and maybe those first couple months it was all in with him. And then it was like, I felt similar around the 4 month mark with Bear. That's kind of when I felt, okay, I feel human again. I feel like I can contribute to society in some way other than just providing milk and, you know, changing diapers. But it was kind of a light bulb moment where I was like, okay, I'm ready to be me and mom. That kind of was a fun transition for me to figure out what does it look like? And that's kind of when everything with Passionate and Practical started with a brainstorming, and I did my first paid speaking gig, and it was just so much fun, and it felt so freeing. So for someone who is a mom, what is advice that you give to a mom that is kind of maybe struggling? Maybe she used to be a career woman and now she's staying at home, or maybe she feels called to stay at home, but she has these passions and creativity inside of her that just wants to, she wants to be able to use those gifts and talents that God has created, in her. What is some advice that you would give to her?
Gosh, well, first of all, I think you do a great job of being an example of that. I was so excited when you announced that you were doing this, and you had a few videos, and then I've listened to your podcast regularly, and that's, like you said, at 4 months, you just felt like, okay, I need to be a regular human again. Just finding the time to do it. Like, if it's on your heart and it's something God put in you to put out into the world, I think you will, if it's important enough to you, you're going to make the time for it. Whether it's nap time, oh man, for those first like 6 months, I could only fit work into nap time. Mm-hmm. And that was difficult. But finding the time and maybe expressing those desires to your husband, like, hey, when you get home, I'm going to focus on this for a little while. So just fitting it into the nooks and crannies of your day, and hanging out with some like-minded, either if it's business that you're looking to get into or just other stay-at-home moms that have creative outlets, some like-minded moms, I think that there's just something to be said about the sisterhood of motherhood and other moms going through the same thing. It keeps you going.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Doing life with other moms is so life-giving. And I think that the like-mindedness of finding other creatives to be around is so important, because I think we become what we're the five friends that we surround ourselves with. And yes. So if we're with people that that constantly, you know, make excuses for why they're not, and I say that with a lot of grace. It doesn't sound like that, yeah. But for people that are saying, you know, I'm checking out of the world, I'm checking out of who I am, and I'm just all in mom. I heard this talk on purpose and one time, and the woman was saying, my purpose left the house 5 years ago. And she said, he is not your purpose. He is how you can live out your purpose. And so you can live your purpose through people and through the work that you do. But it's not, ultimately, it's not your identity. So I love just kind of that thought of making sure that we're checking ourselves, because I think that sometimes, especially for me, I love being a mom, and sometimes it becomes an idol almost, where I've found myself putting my baby boy in front of my husband, in front of, you know, it was more important for me to be with him, you know, the entire 12-hour day than it was to brush my teeth and get ready and look nice for you. So, and that's not what I said, but that's kind of where my brain went. And so as someone, for instance, myself, that's not a super stylish mom that kind of stays home. I have days where I go out and I look cuter than normal, but kind of the mom thing is the leggings, the yoga pants, and that kind of thing. What would be kind of your consult, like if you were giving me a consultation, what would be the kind of the things that you would ask me about my style that it, where it felt like it was me? Because sometimes I put on fashionable clothes and I'm like, oh, I can't wear this out. This is too fashionable. People will know I'm just a fraud. And so how do you talk to your clients and encourage them?
Oh my gosh, I love everything you just said. You are like talking to a client. There's so many layers to that. So first of all, I'm all about simple style. Simple style can be great and it's attainable. I'm not trying to tell a new mom she needs to go get designer clothes and rare heels and look like a fashion blogger. That is not reality. I've been watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it just blows my mind. I don't know if you've seen that show, but it's based in the 50s or 60s. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And she wears a dress and heels at home every day.
Wow.
Like, wow. That's just, what is that? thank goodness we don't have to do that anymore. So, yeah, leggings are acceptable. I have on leggings right now, actually. It's just making sure you're not sloppy. So it's more about how we feel than how we look, which in turn has the same effect, right? So you're not going to feel really good in baggy sweats and a frumpy sweatshirt and some big, dirty UGG boots. You're going to feel frumpy. But if you maybe put on some leggings and a cute t-shirt and a denim jacket with those UGGs, you're going to feel a little bit more pulled together, right? So it's not about having to look a certain way to anyone else's standards. It's about what makes me feel good. So I feel confident when my husband comes home. So I feel confident when I go out into the world. And about the fashionable, something that feels too fashionable and you feel like a fraud, some of that does have a lot of layers of self-confidence. Like if you've been in the house for a long time and you're used to just wearing, you know, workout clothes, that can be fine too. and you feel like, oh, I shouldn't be wearing this. Maybe sometimes that's something we have to check. Like, is it because I don't feel like I'm worth wearing this?
Wow.
Because I'm not used to going out in the world anymore. Am I afraid of that I'm looking like I'm trying too hard because I knew I did try hard? But then you have to ask yourself, isn't that okay? Isn't it okay to try hard to look your best? Like, isn't it okay that I am the best version of myself because I deserve to show up that way? And the people around me deserve for me to show up that way for them as well.
Wow. That's really powerful. I never really thought about tying style into worthiness. And I think it could, I've often thought about it as people that are over the top with style. Sometimes that's kind of masking some insecurity, but I never thought that under styling ourselves and not showing up to the world could also be insecurity, and feeling like we're less than. And wow, that's a good one. So, and just so true. And I bet is going to ring so true to the listeners that are mamas, that feel like, how do I balance what I used to care about, which was, you know, looking cute and going out with my girlfriends. Like, I went to Target this past weekend, and Bear was sleeping in the car, and Blake had just parked. And so I'm like, I'm just going to run in real quick. And I think I was there for like a half hour, just truly just walking around. And because I had looked like a normal human and I didn't have another human attached to me, I was like, this is therapy. And I had no idea that I needed it. And then I was like, wow, if someone looks at me, they're like, maybe she's a mom, maybe she's not, maybe there's a little bump going on, so maybe she's pregnant, maybe she's not. Is this her first kid? Like, I'm just playing out all the things that like someone else would think about me. I'm like, oh yeah, like, oh, I actually have a kid in the car and a husband, you know. It's just funny. So but back to your business and your business model, because I do want people who hear this and think that's me, someone like me, who would love kind of your advice and your tips. Tell us the process from start to finish of what you do with your clients and kind of just what your heart is behind it and how you make women who may not feel confident in stylish clothes and may not feel confident in choosing stylish clothes to then being confident in motherhood and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. Okay, so I've changed a lot of the way I do things. I used to go into people's closets and physically help them edit and do all of that. And now, since having a kid, and the cool thing about entrepreneurship is you get to design it, I've decided we're doing all virtual. So I get to work with moms all over the world, which is really fun. And as you can see from just our previous little conversation, it's so much more mental than it is. It has so much more to do with our mental health and the way we see ourselves than it does with any kind of clothes or shopping. It's really all about what's on the inside, and we're just showing that on the outside. It's just coming out. Like, if you see me in a gray t-shirt and boyfriend jeans and my dirty Converse, I'm having a bad day. I didn't try. I'm like, I'm going out of the house in my sloppiest, baggiest clothes. And it's a reflection of how I feel on the inside that day. So it's a lot of dealing with on the inside, which is really fun because I get to know these moms really well. And we go through a whole questionnaire. We do a mood board, a style board. I have them make a Pinterest. We have a style coaching call. I really get to know them and what their goals are. And what typically happens is I can see where you are and I can see where you want to go. And I connect those dots and bring you in the middle, because usually you're trying to get somewhere or they're trying to get somewhere. And it's just a little bit off the path. And because I've been doing it so long, I can reel it in and give them something they're actually going to wear. Because we can look at Pinterest and be like, oh my gosh, Reese Witherspoon looks so cute. And she's a mom of two, right? So I can wear those clothes. And I'm like, I see what you like about her clothes, but let me give you something that has some similarities, but it's what you're going to wear in your everyday life, chasing a 2-year-old and carrying a baby. So it's really fun to bring in a really personal style. And then I ship them a box, which is called, I've trademarked the word mamaform, which is essentially a uniform for moms.
Love that.
It's really fun. Your mamaform kit. So they get this box and it's all on hangers. It's like Stitch Fix, but way cooler, because it's a professional doing it, and then we're really personal. So we're talking through the experience, not just sending random clothes. Mm-hmm. And we set up a Google Hangout for an hour. She grabs a glass of wine or coffee or tea or whatever she wants, and we hop on a video chat. It's like we're in person together, and we just have a really fun try-on session with a lot of grace. I am not judgmental, like, oh my gosh, you should never be wearing those jeans, or you should never wear this, or leggings are so out, they're not cool enough. That is not what happens. There's so much grace and no judgment, and she just tries everything on, and I tell her how to style it, and then she has a new wardrobe, and she goes, I have had 4 clients recently after their styling session get pregnant.
Wow.
That tells you anything about the love.
I love that so much. I'm definitely quoting that in when I post about this episode. That's definitely going to be the quote that I use.
It's actually a wording I use now. I'm like, okay, and these were moms, so these aren't like people that don't have kids. These are like one had 3 kids already and had their 4th. And I'm like, okay, this is a warning. Just to let you know, I've had 4 previous clients get pregnant, so be careful.
That is so fun and so incredible. It's such a ministry, not just to the woman, but to her spouse and to her family, because it's whole person work what you're doing. It's soul care, it's mental care, it's physical care of like, what do I feel and look the best in? And wow, I am just so impressed with that. And I love Mama Form. I've told a few people about the recording that we're doing today. And when I've explained to you, I've told them about Mama Form, because I just think that's so fun. It's just, what does it look like to step into a woman's life who is a mom, who may feel like, okay, the rest of the world wears leggings and a t-shirt. I need to wear leggings and a t-shirt. And how do we kind of change the narrative? And so I love that you're out to do that. And to encourage these women, that's incredible that you said it's so full of grace, because I can only imagine how emotional it could be sometimes when they're trying on some of these clothes, and for you just to be someone who's their cheerleader and their coach and being, in it with them. That's really special. And I think that goes for so many things in life. When we can do it with someone who cares about us, I think it really makes a difference. So I remember my train of thought. What is, I'm guessing that this is something that people think, I could never hire a personal stylist. Like, I don't live in the Hamptons, I'm not rich. So what is, kind of your pricing strategy, and what is, maybe if someone was like, I just want to chat, I want to do this thing. What does it look like to kind of, buy into your services?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's not the norm. I hope that one day it will become more normal. I remember when getting your nails done was more of a luxury, and now it's like everybody gets their nails done. And I see stylists becoming more and more like that, where it's accessible for everyone. It is absolutely an investment. I'm not going to lie. It's not cheap to work with me, but in the long run, the investment, because you put an investment in yourself, I also don't want to waste your money or your time. So I'm not here to say, here, pay me, I'm going to give you a bunch of clothes and go on about your way. I actually teach strategies that you can implement for the rest of your life. If you never hire me again, that's great. I've given you the tools to take what I know mixed with your personal style and live your mom life in style for the rest of your life. It's actually saving you money, because I teach you to shop with intention. So instead of going to Target blindly, like, oh my gosh, that shirt's only $17, I need it in 3 colors, and then it falls apart in 3 weeks and you actually don't hate it because you never tried it on, or you tried it on in their awful lighting. I love Target, but I hate their dressing room. And you don't know what to wear it with. You just bought this shirt because it sounded like a good idea while you were buying diapers and formula. I help you put a stop to that. You don't order things without intention. I have a rule. I don't really like rules, but it's my guideline, my 3 outfit secret, I call it. So when you go to buy something, or you're trying to decide what you're going to keep in your closet, first ask yourself if you can make 3 different outfits out of it. Because we don't want to waste our time and money, and we want our closet to work for us. We don't want to have to work for it. So if you're going to buy a new shirt or a dress outside of, if you're a wedding guest, you know, outside of special occasion, can you make it work 3 ways? If you can, great, buy it or keep it. If you can't, maybe wait on it and see if you can come up with 3 different outfits later, or maybe in a month you didn't buy it and you realize, gosh, I really didn't need that anyway. So it's really teaching strategy and realizing that we are worth the investment. You think of your hair, most people invest quite a bit of money in their hair because they wear their hair every single day. You wear your clothes every single day. So you are worth a little bit of an investment.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about your faith in this whole thing. So you clearly care about the emotional side of this and you care about marriage. So how do you feel like God is using your gifts and skills and talents and passions for His glory to serve others?
Oh my goodness, that is such a layered question as well. I think that I just feel so lucky in so many ways. I am on my second marriage, so I have quite a story from before. And to be able to have this second chance, gosh, it's going to make me cry, is just incredible. Mm. I never thought my life would look this way. So I am very passionate about marriage and doing marriage well. And I feel like God has really blessed me in my obedience in that. So keeping, after being single and after being divorced, He put this dream in my heart that my previous relationship was like, that's never going to happen for you. And to watch it blossom and to marry someone that encourages it is just incredible. So I really try to remember that with every aspect of my business and remember that this is God's thing in my life. It's not my thing. And sometimes I have a bit of a confidence issue with a personal brand. Like, oh my gosh, I have to tell people, like, you need to give me your money because I'm good at this. That feels really awkward sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because it's for me. If I worked for someone else, it's like, oh yeah, you should buy their program because they're great. But saying it for yourself, it really takes reminding myself every day that this is a God-given dream. And to really take that seriously, I don't take it lightly. So I get to pray for my clients before I work with them. I get to speak into their life with grace. And I think that even if I don't end up sharing my faith with them, like, hey, do you believe in Jesus, in a very forward way, I think that I get the chance to show it in a very loving way. And then when they follow me, if they follow me on social media, they see what I believe. I'm not shy about what I believe, but I don't shove it in their faces either.
Right.
And I've really learned how to really merge my business and my faith. And then with the encouragement of my husband, it really encourages me to encourage other moms to have a great marriage and how it can still be exciting. And even if you have a little kid at home, you can still date night at home. That's what we do most of the time. Mm-hmm. We cook dinner together, have a movie, and you don't have to look sloppy. You can still get excited about your date night, even if it's just at home. If that means just trading your leggings and t-shirt for like a cute little sweater and some cute, comfortable jeans, just a little bit of effort goes a long way in your marriage. So I know that was, I'm kind of all over the place, but
I love that.
It all kind of goes together. Like I have to live it out for it to be successful. Mm-hmm. And some days I'm not perfect at that by any stretch of the imagination, but by the grace of God, I get another chance every day to make sure that I've taken this dream that He's placed in my heart and this passion for fashion, which sounds just so cliche, but, and take that and really do what I do for His glory.
That is beautiful. And it's interesting because I'm not going to lie, before we interviewed, I thought, you know, this is kind of one of those selfish things, but is more, you know, it's selfish, but it's needed. You know, sometimes we, as moms, we just need our break. We need our thing that's for us and to pour into ourselves so that we can better pour into others. And so selfish, yeah, but not selfish. And it's just more self-care, I guess I was thinking, but I didn't really think about the impact it would have on marriages of just women. Because ultimately, I mean, God created men to admire beauty. They just do. Men admire beauty. And so when we put ourselves together for our husbands, it does increase, you know, the strength, it strengthens our marriage. And I actually have currently going on right now a 30-day to strengthen your marriage PDF that's on my email list and da 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 da. But that is such an interesting, that's just such an interesting concept, because I did put on there look good for my husband, and I didn't really think too much about that. I was just like, oh, this is something he'll like, but I didn't really put two and two together that something like this, that would be a service that someone would buy into, could also be a huge help to a marriage. That's so awesome, Jamie. That's so awesome that you also have given it to God and you give God the glory for it, because it does kind of take away the stress and the pressure of you making yourself a self-made success. You know that all of it comes from God, and that is a thing I'm constantly reminding myself, because it can feel vulnerable to promote a personal brand. It's not easy for me. It does get uncomfortable, and I'm so glad it's not called like the Lexi Bozarth podcast. It's because I can kind of hide behind a little bit of a name, but sometimes there are things in my path that I am building a brand for myself, and that is harder. Like growing a Facebook page that just says my name on it is like, wow, what are people going to think about this? I'm, you know, I want to be a motivational speaker, but do people even believe in anything I'm saying? You know, it just is, it's an interesting thing to go through, but then the reminder of just God is in this and he's for this and it's for him. So that can give us the confidence that we sometimes don't have. I really appreciate that perspective. So
it's not an easy one, that's for sure.
Definitely. What is it, some advice that you would give to someone, speaking of personal brand, that might want to start a business, whether it's Etsy or they want to, you know, make creative things or style or whatever the case may be? What have been maybe some lessons that you've learned that you would pass on to a friend that's looking to start a business?
Oh my gosh. Make sure that you're ready to be an entrepreneur. You have to be a self-starter and then some, or it's not going to work. Knowing that it's going to be more lonely than going to an office. So you're going to be working when the rest of the world is watching TV or relaxing or going on vacation. So just really being able to handle working hard under your own motivation or the motivation that God has given you, and really creating a schedule that will protect that. So for me, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. and I don't do it every day. I wish I was better. But on the days when I stick to my schedule and my routine and I have that protected hour and a half in the morning to start with prayer and my workout and to be able to get ready before Max gets up, just really changes how productive I am and what my day looks like after that. So setting up and protecting your time to do your thing is the only way it's going to get done, or it's just going to be put off until tomorrow.
That's really just so not intuitive about entrepreneurship, because so many people think, if I am my own boss, then I vacation when I want to, I work when I want to. But the reality is that because you're not, when you work for someone else, maybe you can think, oh, maybe I'm building someone else's dream. But when you're building your own dream, that means you're building your own dream. So in the beginning, especially, you're the accountant, you're the marketing manager, you're the project manager, you're the salesperson, you're everything to your company until you can afford to hire out. And sometimes that doesn't happen for several years. And I think that that's great perspective on make sure that you're ready, because it does look glamorous from the outside, but it also, like you said, it can be lonely. And that is one thing that I've definitely struggled with, because building a personal brand means that this is all me. It's all my passions, my interests. So I get to make every call. But what that also means is that there may not be someone who has bought in to all the things that I subscribe to, because this is all my opinions in my world on display. And to invite someone else into that almost would kind of be selfish at this point of, oh, well, this is, you know, this is my dream. And hopefully, I hope my long-term goal is to have a ministry where I do partner with other women that are in women's ministry and doing things like this, and we can figure out what strengths we both have. But for the time being, yeah, it can be lonely. And that's definitely a great reminder of the not so glamorous part of being an entrepreneur. So
yeah, the nitty gritty at the beginning is, it's legit.
Totally. And the whole waking up at 5 a.m. thing, I definitely don't do that. But the days where I have woken up earlier have been the days where I've been most productive, hands down. It's unbelievable the amount of work that can get done while everyone else is sleeping, quite literally. And so that kind of plays into the daily habits question. What are your daily habits? What are those things that have kind of formed you into the success that you are today?
I think we've chatted about this. I think we both have a love for like all the planners. Mm-hmm. That is, if I need something to keep me in line, number one, gratitude. That is the number one habit that I have formed. It started when I was in a really, really dark place. And my gratitude list, Lexi, was literally like things that you'd probably laugh at. Like, today I got to drink a cup of hot coffee and I actually had $5 to buy my groceries from the dollar store, from the 99 cent store in California. And today I got to pet my dog and see the sunshine. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just like, hi, I'm here again today. Maybe I don't feel like being here, but I'm thankful because maybe I want to be here tomorrow. And starting that when I was at my lowest point years ago has helped me today be thankful for every little thing, like everything from coffee to the sun shining to the sun setting or my baby smile or being able to big, awesome dreams, like being able to live my dream every day. So habits, starting with gratitude, I keep a gratitude journal every morning. I keep a schedule because if I don't schedule it, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And to keep this year, I started the prayer journal. That's new to me. And that has been really awesome. And then I also keep a goal planner. So books where I can write everything down. I'm a list person. So even gratitude, I write it out, like writing everything out in its own space and getting up early. Those habits have just really helped me keep going and stay on track.
That is phenomenal.
Not every day.
Totally. And that's where we give ourselves grace, but it's what we do the majority of the time, not what we do the little time. I'm really passionate about nutrition. So I sometimes am giving, you know, advice or feedback on people when they're wanting to make changes to their lifestyle. And I say it's what you do the majority of the time, not what you do every once in a while that counts. And so if we're eating ice cream every single day, then that is not going to play into our healthy lifestyle. But if we eat ice cream every once in a while, A, we're going to love it a lot more because it's a treat. And we're also going to, you know, not crave sugar. Let me not start. But it's truly addictive. And so just to make sure that we're in control of the sugar, not that the sugar's in control of us, is important. But I love that what you said about the prayer journal. I also have the same one. And I think we both have Cultivate What Matters, which are both just amazing resources. Yeah. And I talk about that more in my 3 ways to tackle 2019, if you're interested in learning more about those things. But yes, lists are, I live and die by my schedule and lists. And I think sometimes the stigma is that lists and schedules take away from being spontaneous and free. But what I've learned is when I did have the most time in the world to do fun things and be spontaneous, that's when I was the most broke because I didn't have my stuff together. And I was like, oh, I'm just as free as a bird. But then I was so bored because I'm like, what do I even do when everyone else is being productive? So I think sometimes like spontaneity when planned can be just as fun as when it's not. So As we kind of wrap up, because I know we've got time sensitivity here, last two questions. One is, who do you find your inspiration from, or what does mentorship or discipleship mean to you?
Oh my gosh, you have some good questions. I've had a mentor since I can remember as an adult, and I think that everybody needs to find one. Someone that's older and wiser than you, who's walked the path, that has changed my life. I don't know what I'd be doing right now if it wasn't for a mentor, like, steering me back in. One time, a very wise woman, when I was, like, 22, and I was so mad at her for telling me this, but she said, Jamie, you do a lot of things, but you do none of them well. And I was like, who do you think you are, old woman? You don't know anything. I can do everything. I can multitask. And that is not true. That is a lie. And having someone that can tell you the truth in love is life-changing. So mentorship to me is just important. And I feel like I need to give back and be other. I like to mentor single women to date well and to wait well. So I think as we take from mentors, we need to give back as well, even if it's not in the same part of life. Like, for, I've had mentors from business to marriage, but I can only mentor what I've been through. So I mentor single girls, women on dating and waiting well.
That is so beautiful and so needed. Wow. I can just think about so many young women who would benefit from that kind of relationship. And I think that that's a strength that comes with being involved in a church that's multi-generational and not just in a way that says, you know, we've got 20s and 40s, but truly multiple generations. Blake and I are so thankful to have some close friends that are, you know, in their 70s and they've got great grandkids. And for them to pour into us is, it's just so life-giving. So, and also pouring into others, it's amazing. We have such similar hearts in all of this, and I just love talking to you about how God is using you in those ways to bring, you know, love and change and grace into others' lives and show them the love of Jesus in such practical ways. Wow. To talk about waiting and dating well, just not something that many people are willing to get into with people. And so I love that you're willing to go there. And last question is, what are you looking forward to in 2019?
I'm really looking forward to growing my business. I feel like the first year of having a baby was really hard, and I've finally found my footing, and I really have a clear goal of where I want to go. And I think that God is just telling me, like, partner with me in this. Don't try to do it on your own. Don't try to be like, oh, God will take care of it, it'll just happen. But I have to do the footwork, and he's going to partner, and then it's going to really go somewhere. And I'm really excited about that.
Yay, me too. I'm so excited to continue to watch you grow and blossom this business into what you see it as and what God sees it as, and just continue to bless women through this mama form and professional and personal styling. It's incredible. So thank you so much for being on the show, Jamie. It's been a pleasure. And
thank you for having me. Yeah. That was fun. I feel like we could be sisters sometimes when I listen to your podcast. I'm like, we're like the same.
Yeah, I hear you talking and I'm like, wow, we really do have a very similar train of thought. So ladies, you are infinitely valuable. You were created with a set of gifts, skills, and talents that you have and only you have, and it's to be used for God's glory. So go and be his hands and feet to this broken world. Get it, girl. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. If this message has encouraged you, then please click to subscribe and share with a friend who may be inspired by the message. Also, if you have an event coming up and you're looking for a speaker, click the link below to get in touch with me.